Good morning, everybody. Baruch Hashem. It's a tremendous chos to have Rabbi Eisen come speak with us. It reminds me of a story. A story I heard many years ago. It's a fan favorite that I love. One time, Rav Sternbuch, Shlivim Be Well in Eretz Yisrael, when he was much, much younger, he went to visit the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, obviously, the Gadol Hador, and he went to go visit the Brisker Rav. And when you go visit the Brisker Rav, you want to make sure you have an in with him, that he knows who you are, where you're coming from. Perhaps you might even be related to him. So Rav Sternbuch said to the Brisker Rav, "You should know that I am a descendant of the Vilna Gaon." So the Brisker Rav was not impressed. Said the Vilna Gaon, "Okay, very nice." No, he said, "Let me explain. When the Brisker Rav, when the Vilna Gaon davened every morning, Berachas HaTorah, and he said, Tzetzeinu, that my descendants, they should all grow up to be Lamedei Torah, he was davening about me." That's what he said. The Vilna Gaon, my Zaidi, every day was davening about me. The Brisker Rav liked that one. And it made him have opening of a relationship with the Brisker Rav, and the rest became history. Every single Monday and Thursday, in davening, we daven to be Mekayim Banu Chachmei Yisrael, that Hashem should give us long-lasting leaders of the Jewish people, leaders who can sustain us, who can guide us, who can give us direction and clarity. It happens to be my personal schos that I've known Rabbi Eisen for a good amount of years. My father, Zichron Levracha, knew him for many, many years before that. Not that there's many, many years, but he knew him for many, many years. When I was able to be in Brooklyn for a Shabbos, it was one of my greatest privileges, was that if I would daven with my brother-in-law by Rabbi Eisen's shul, that I got to walk Rabbi Eisen home sometimes, or at least far sometimes. It was a long walk to the home. But at least I got to walk him to be able to get a little piece of the wisdom of Rabbi Eisen. Rabbi Eisen, as many of us know, is not just a Rav here in Brooklyn and has a kollel here in Brooklyn, but also is the head of the Vav of the Five Towns, which is a tremendous conscious agency. And of course, the boys know, we went last week to go eat somewhere. Whenever I go to a place that I don't know the Hashgacha, automatically I call Rabbi Eisen, because to be able to put something in my mouth is, you know what, it's a very simple question to speak to Rabbi Eisen, and he knows how to guide people. He knows how to guide people in Ruchnius and Gashmius and put them both together. It's our schos in yeshiva to have Rabbi Eisen come speak. Please. All right.
It is customary before you begin speaking to acknowledge the hosts of where you're speaking, and therefore, having said that, I'd like to acknowledge your wonderful Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva, so dear and near to my heart, and you're very, don't know your other Rabbeinu well, but certainly you guys are lucky to have such accessible Rabbeinu, that accessible in the sense that they could connect so easily. I want to share with you a couple of remarks which I hope will make a difference in the way you approach Yom Kippur. In many different circles, they refer to Yom Kippur not as Yom Kippur, but as the Yom HaKadosh, the Day of Holiness. Even though there are many days, there's Rosh Hashanah, there's Pesach, there's Sukkot, there's Shavuos, but there's one day that gets, I'm going to use a word, a fancy word, because I went to Yeshiva Torah, but that's the appellation, means the title of Yom HaKadosh. And that is Yom Kippur. But let me tell you why Yom Kippur makes a tremendous difference and provides to every one of you boys here and everyone in Klal Yisrael an incredible opportunity. This is a yontif of the yachid. Anybody know what the word yachid means? Any of you guys know what the word yachid means?
Alone.
Alone, but it also means, that's very good, excellent. What it means is individual. This is the yontif of individuality. Even though we know Klal Yisrael prides themselves in being a very close-knit tzibur, a very close-knit nation. Certainly it's supposed to be like that. And a nation is made up of a lot of individuals. But the individuals blend in to the larger group. Over here on Yom Kippur, it's so much about you and me, the individual. The Rambam writes, right, in his famous magnum opus, another name, another his famous halachas, Yachazonka, he writes in Hilchos Tshuva the following about the Yachid. He writes that even though a person, a group of people can get together any time of the year and make a decision, you know what, we're going to become a little bit better. We're going to become a little bit closer. We're going to have the Rabbeinu Shel Hashem in mind a little bit more than we were used to in the past. And they daven, and they all collectively make a decision on something very specific to do to get to that goal. You know what the Rambam writes? Anytime during the year, the tzibur, the group of people, the congregation, will be answered. The pasuk says, we learned it just a couple of months ago, two months ago. B'chol kareinu elav. Whenever the tzibur, whenever a group of people call out to the Eibishter, to call out to Hashem, he answers them. Says the Rambam, but during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and as we get closer to Yom Kippur, that power, that spiritual surge, the power, the energy, becomes even greater and greater. And he writes that the yachid, that the individual person, the chayim, the Zohar, the Harry, anyone has the power of a tzibur. Wow. Because the individual was gifted by Hashem that this is a special day. Do you know there's a pasuk in Tehillim, towards the end of Tehillim, that says, Yomim Yotzaru, there are a bunch of created days, the loy, and to Hashem, Echad Mehem. He has one day. Can you imagine? And that, what's that day? What do you think that day is, guys? After the small introduction that I gave, what do you think that day is? No, anybody want to volunteer? What do you think that one day that stands separate than all the other 364 days of the year? You think, what's that? Exactly, on the mark. Yom Kippur. That day is Yom Kippur. It's Echad. The Rabbeinu Shalom calls Echad. You know what? We don't. You know, people wear white. People stand a lot on Yom Kippur. They don't eat. They abstain from a lot of things that we usually do every single day in, day out. You know why? Because on that day, we sort of try to relate closely to Malachim, to angels. Do you know what the most prominent feature, do you know what the most singled out identification of angels are? Kulam ki echad oymen v'oymen b'yiru. Ki echad. They just work together. They are not separate and they're one. The power of being one. You know what that means? what does the power of the Yachid mean? I'm going to tell you what it means practically. It means that you can connect Hashem individually. You're no longer just counted among the minyan. Your individuality, yourself, your being yourself, is what really shines on the day of Yom Kippur. Hashem wants to be connected not only to Klal Yisrael, but also to the individual called Reb Yisrael. Everyone individually. You know what the Baal Shem Tov, anybody heard of the Baal Shem Tov? You guys heard of the Baal Shem Tov? You know what the Baal Shem Tov said? Something extraordinary. He said that not only does Hashem consider us a child, we're going to talk about it in a second, but you know what he considers us? Something very unique. An only child. Now, I want to ask you guys. Anybody could tell me what you think the difference is between a family that has maybe two or three boys, two or three children, versus a family that only has one child, one single child? Can anybody tell me what they think the difference is between the way the parents relate to that single one only child, and if you're blessed to have a larger family with siblings? Somebody want to give me their thoughts about it? No? Anybody want to volunteer? Anybody want to talk? You guys don't talk? Anybody want to say something? Don't worry, there's no wrong answer over here. I say this guy's stealing the show. Well, let me hear.
With a larger family, with a lot more kids, you have to, each one has their own personality, you have to focus on their own, that person individually, which is one person you can give basically your everything to.
This is just absolutely spectacular. On the spot on, not home run, grand slam. Okay. You get one more thing right, you get a standing ovation. Okay. You're 100% right. So the Baal Shem Tov told us a secret that every single Jew, and is only able to be by God, who has no limitations. Every single one of you is considered by Hashem as what? As a Ben Yochid. As a single individual child. So that's why this Yontif of Yom Kippur stands alone and unique, because it's on that one day that we have the opportunity to reconnect and solidify and somehow talk to Hashem. And that's why throughout the entire davening, this year it's going to only be once, but it's going to be the pack the punch once. And that is saying Avinu Malkeinu. Now I want to ask another question. Okay, here's the question. Avinu means our father. Malkeinu means our king. What do you think should come first? No, what do you think, guys? If we're talking with davening Tashem, right, with davening Tashem, what a beautiful prayer. So I've got to thank the matriarch of the yeshiva, Mrs. Zakai, which I'm sure picked out this beautiful prayer. That's why, what a beautiful yeshiva. Got it on video. Okay, I told you I'm going to give you a shout out. Here's the first shout out. Okay, here we go. What do you think, guys? What do you think should be the order when we say we open up the Aron and remember the last of the tefillos on Shabbos? We don't say Avinu Malkeinu by any of the tefillos except by Ne'ilah, the last ditch effort, the last push to be able to sign ourselves through a great, wonderful, fabulous year. We say Avinu Malkeinu. What do you think is the right order? Is this the right order? Or maybe there should be a better order? And maybe if there's a better order, explain to me why. Anybody want to volunteer? Come on, guys. Who? Yeah.
picked up your hand. You just...
He knows you.
Who? It hit. Let's try it again, and this time you get it right. Standing ovation, guys. That's the deal. Okay, let's try.
Avinu, our father first, because that's the closest connection you can have with someone, the father. And if you're talking about the king, the king is just for everyone in general, right? If you're talking, like you said earlier, if it's like us on Yom Kippur, we're
okay. Okay, guys, up, everybody up. We're standing on this. Great. Terrific. What's your name?
Shalom.
Shalom. And your name is Shalom. You got Shlamis. You got three right. Terrific, guys. Okay. Fabulous. Now, there's even though maybe intuitively, I would say king comes first because of the respect of it. But you know what really is? And that's exactly why Rabbi Akiva, who was the author of this, none other than the Holy Rabbi Akiva, was the author of the nusach, of the terminology of Avinu Malkeinu, as the Gemara says at the end of Masechta Tanis. Avinu Malkeinu tells you that even though Rabbanu Shloim is the king, but it's all about our connection. Do you know that there's a great song? Tati, my king. Anybody ever hear that song? Yeah?
No.
He did, right? You did.
Yeah.
And do you know any of the lyrics? Any of the other lyrics? They told me to speak to you, Hashem, right? Great lyrics. They told me to speak to you, Hashem. Don't ever let me go, right? I thought I'm lost, and Hashem says, I'm Tati, you're my king. Could you imagine, let me tell you a little story about a guy that literally got ticket after ticket on his car. And they impounded the car, and now the guy had to go ahead and pay thousands of dollars to get it out. And they said, you better get an attorney. He got an attorney. He walks into the court. Now, you're talking about taking away your license, taking away, spending thousands of dollars. He picks up his head, and he gives a big smile, and he just walks right to the front bench. And the attorney says, are you crazy? You're smiling, you're laughing, are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? You're walking into it, the judge is going to hit you with everything. You're not getting your car back. And if you do, it's going to $1,000, and you're not driving for 5 years. Why are you smiling? So he gets up and he puts his hand over his mouth and he whispers the following few words to the attorney. The judge is my father. The lawyer didn't know, but the guy walks in, he picks up his hand, and who's sitting on the bench with his whole robe? His father! Avinu Malkeinu. That's exactly Shalom what you said. You're Avinu. Yashem. You're connected. Tati, my king. That's the power. That's the incredible beauty of connecting to Hashem. Connecting to Hashem, he's your father, you're his child, you're his only child, and he wants to hear from you in any way that you want to express. English, Spanish, Swahilian, whatever language you feel comfortable. Hashem wants to hear from you. Hashem wants to hear. You know who told me the secret? And here goes. Told me the secret. I discovered the secret when I was 17 or 18 years old. That Hashem is interested in my davening. Hashem is interested in my mitzvahs. Hashem is interested when I put on tefillin, and when I answer amen, and when I make a bracha, and when I keep Shabbos. And when I do anything, when I give tzedakah, Hashem is interested in that mitzvah that I did. You hear this, guys in the back? Hashem is interested in everything that you're doing, even what you're doing right now. You know why? Because he has a vested interest, because you're his child, and you're his only child. And he wants to hear from you, and he wants to be connected, and every single time you talk to him, there's a good blood starts flowing in the entire self. That's what it means
connecting on Yom Kippur. And I discovered this when I was 17, 18 years old. I never knew it. You go to yeshiva, you got to listen to the rules, you break the rules, your mother gets called, you get thrown out, you sit in the principal's office, and that's what it is. It's a bunch of rules, right? Wrong. You know why? Because a great tzaddik from Yeshiva Tar Vadas, named Rav Moshe Wolfson, Zeichet Tzaddik, and Kodesh Levracha, in a shmooze, in Parshas Miketz, in 1977, long time ago, I discovered that the Rabbeinu Shlom's interest has an interest in Yossi Eisen's tefillos. It makes a difference. Had I known that when I was maybe 10 or 11 or 12 or 13 or 14, I think those years would have been spent very differently. That was the incredible revelation. You hear this? Now, the revelation, it goes further. Because the revelation goes that there was another great man who's alive and well, who's also from Yeshiva Tar Vadas, and his name is Rabbi Sol Reisman, who I think has spoken here. Rabbi Reisman is a great Talmud Chacham, a great leader. And he also went to Yeshiva Tar Vadas. And all of us, myself and Rabbi Reisman, was very good friends of what Rabbi Zakeh mentioned, of his wonderful, great, very unique and special father, Rabbi Shlomo Zakeh, whose yard site, whose 11th yard site, was this past Thursday morning, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if anybody ever spoke to you, but Shlomo Zakeh was the son. He was not only a servant of Hashem, doing anything and everything for another Jew, even if it's traveling to somewhere, Haiti or something, to save somebody. You know, wherever in the world he went, you gotta really keep tabs on where Shlomo Zakeh and which part of the world he was at any particular time. But even much more than a servant of Hashem, he was a son. He was a faithful, loving son. And that's why this morning, talking about Yom Kippur, talking about connection, talking about the relationship of the Avinu to the child, has great relevance and great significance to every one of you boys in this yeshiva, which was set up to be able to bring the light and the sunshine and the warmth and the love and the caring of our Shlomo. The environment that you're in gives you the ability to thrive with this incredible raison d'etre. Does anybody know what raison d'etre means? It means purpose of life, purpose of creation, purpose of being here. The purpose of being here is one thing, is connection, relationship. Connecting and having a relationship with Hashem. And the time that's the most appropriate and suitable, that's infused with tremendous heavenly assistance, is now, as we march towards Yom Kippur during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That is the time. And although this great, unique, loving son named Shlomo Eliezer Zakeh, Zichrono Livracha, is no longer here. He's right next to the Kisei HaKavod advocating for Jews, because that's what he did his whole life. His very special Eishes Chayil, his partner in building such a beautiful and special family, Mrs. Zakeh, stands behind the vision of what he stood for. And you guys need to recognize it, that you're here today in a comfortable, beautiful building with great rabbeim due to the vision of Shlomo Zakeh, which has been carried on by his partner, Mrs. Zakheim, who raised children, and the youngest of them, the Rosh Hashiva of Moshe Zakheim. So, just to summarize, guys, I spoke way beyond my point, but it's all about, Yom Kippur is all about relationship. It's not about the fasting and the looking at your clock and saying, when is this day going to be over? It's about any time during the day to take 5 minutes and talk to Hashem. So just like the song says, they told me to speak to you, Hashem. I'm telling you, speak to Hashem. Tell him you want to do something better. Tell him maybe you want to daven a little bit better. Tell him that you want to be a good friend to your friend. Tell him maybe next time when a guy is down and out and he needs a good word and a good slap on the back, maybe you need to do that. Maybe you need to say a bracha with a little bit more kavana. All those things are connectors. Connectors and their relationship and connection builders. So, leich b'kachach hazeh. Go with this great, fabulous gift that the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us, has given you. Yamim yatsarov le'echad mehem. This day is unique because it's a day about you. It's a day about the yachid. It's a day about the individual. Individual, allow yourself with the individual. May you all be blessed with success. And just remember, whenever you reach out to that Eibishter, Hashem will answer you. Will answer your tefillos not only for now, for many years from now. And should all have a very successful Yom Kippur, and beyond that, a very successful year. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you.